All right. A pleasure to bring in someone that we really enjoy talking ball with, and that is Julie Parker. She is a Giants beat writer for the SF Bay News, and we love talking with her at the ballpark. We've had her on the show a couple of times, and the first month is in. The Giants are on the road. They've gone through 17 games in the West, and I thought it's time for a report card a little bit. Julie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
We're doing fine on this beautiful Sunday here. First of all, what did you think about Friday night's game and just the way the Giants came back in this? I mean, it was historic, but just the way the team looked Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, that was an incredible comeback. It was pretty surprising. They haven't been able to do that recently. But I think part of it is a function of the fact that they fell behind so quickly.
Yeah, they did. And, of course, brings to the next point, Tyler Beede gets knocked around. Rodriguez got knocked around last night. Rodriguez will make his next start. Holland's coming back Wednesday. Rodriguez will pitch on Thursday. What's your take on those two young pitchers and what you saw?
Yeah, Derek Rodriguez has just had a pretty rough last couple games, really. It seems like he just hasn't been quite right. I was looking at, you know, kind of things about his last outing. He only had one swing and miss yesterday, so it seems like he wasn't really fooling anybody. He's just had given up a lot of home runs and walks. You know, I think the outing before last, he actually said, "I was the worst player on the field tonight." So, you know, I think there's a good chance he could bounce back. You know, last season he only gave up, I think, 0.7 home runs per nine, and now this season it's up to 2.3. So it's just been kind of rough, but he had a better April, March. You know, he only gave up 4 home runs then, but he's given up 5 home runs so far in May. So I think if he just gets right, it seems like something is kind of off with him.
Yeah, yeah, the ball's going off the bat a little harder. That's mm-hmm. that's one thing. I'm only joking, but that is one thing. You know, Carmen Alley and I, we do this podcast, Mid-Inning Relief, once a week. And they asked me the question this week. I want to ask you the same question. What's your go-to analytical stat for a hitter and for a pitcher that you like to go to that helps you explain what's going on? And you just actually explained something very important about Rodriguez, the amount of home runs he's given up per nine innings. Julio Teheran is very similar with that kind of number. But where do you go when you want to see something about a hitter and a pitcher?
I guess for a hitter, I look a bit at just wins above replacement overall, which is kind of a more sabermetric stat that sort of looks at their value. And also just on-base percentage. How much are they getting on base? Because if you're not hitting, you know, you got to find a way to get on base. So at least, you know, being able to draw those walks, which Brandon Belt has been able to do, that's kind of his thing of knowing the strike zone well. So just trying to help out the team however you can. And as far as pitching, I would say kind of another fielding, it's called fielding independent, basically pitching. So it's sort of a corrected ERA that discounts whatever's happening behind the pitcher and just looks at what he's doing himself in the event that maybe there are errors or, you know, misplayed balls or anything like that. So I often look at that as opposed to just regular ERA for a pitcher.
You know, it's funny you said that. I chose FIP because Mark Simon was on with us from Sports Info Solutions, and he explained FIP to me, and I understood it. And, boy, Allie and Carmen were all over me because they were making fun of me that I'm using FIP now. But I like FIP.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, good. All right, we're on the same page with that. Julie Parker with us. Of course, Julie covers the Giants for SF Bay News and just doing our little monthly check-in on the team. One thing you pointed out to me, and that is the Giants vis-a-vis the West, which is always very important. How are they doing against the West, and what does it mean to you?
Not well so far. They're 8-9 versus the West. So they're not exactly in the cellar in that respect, but those are very important games. You know, they kind of get forgotten early in the season, but you look back in September and those are the games that are really important when it comes down to it. So they've really got to get it going there. I mean, they're 14-19 overall. But the 8-9 in the West is not a good omen at this point.
No, it's 76 against the West, and they've played 17. But at least they're close to .500. They're not getting buried by the West, and that could be positive. What's your take on Samardzija? He does pitch today, and He's been a lot different than we've ever seen him as a Giant.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like he's back. He seems like he's had to evolve. You know, I think he said at the beginning of the season that he knew that he was just not the guy that was going to be able to be throwing complete games anymore, or even 8 innings or so. I think he's averaging about 5 1/3 so far this season. They seem to be calling him at about 80 pitches. But, you know, the Giants have the bullpen to deal with that. And so that's going well for him. You know, he has a 1.063 walk and hits per innings pitched, which is another kind of great stat to look at when you're considering how a pitcher is doing. And he's, you know, he's got a 2.53 regular ERA. So I feel good about where the Shark is at this point. It's definitely promising.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is a good matchup today to see if he can do what he does. The bullpen is well rested from Friday night, and it's 5 and get him out of there, and he's going against a kid who doesn't give up much. So this will be interesting today to see what happens. Hey, Julie, great to have you on as always. We love catching up with you, and you always give us some perspective we have not seen before. So I like what you do. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. That's Julie Parker, SF Bay News. She covers the Giants for them. We've got more coming up right after this.